بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had spoken about who are the rightful trustees of the Baytullah, Al-Masjid Al-Haram, and a very clear distinction had been made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between those who do the external work of the upkeep, the maintenance of Al-Masjid Al-Haram. They give water to the pilgrims, to the Hujjaj. They take care of the construction, of the maintenance of the building itself. But their hearts are devoid of iman. And on the other hand, those who have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in the day of Qiyamah, they have made an effort when it comes to the deen of Allah. These are the rightful trustees. So therefore, those who had iman, sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were the rightful heirs of Al-Masjid Al-Haram, those who had the most right to claim trusteeship of Al-Masjid Al-Haram. And this theme of having iman at the forefront now continues in the next verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the relationships that a person has in this world, friendship, those that a person associates with, socializes with. Here also Allah reminds us that the first and foremost consideration should be of iman. And if a person has such a relationship that is going to be a hindrance or a deterrent to him as far as his dini obligations are concerned, it will become a means of causing harm to his deen, to his iman, then a person should completely disassociate and cut off ties with that person, that friend of his, regardless of the relationship he has with this person. It may be a business partner, it may be a family member, but if it becomes detrimental to his deen and iman, then he should cut off ties completely. And he should not take this person as his bosom friend. So Allah speaks about this. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those who have iman, la tattakhidhu aba'akum wa ikhwanakum awliya, that do not even take your own fathers and brothers as bosom friends, as close friends. In istahabbu al-kufra ala al-iman, if they have given preference to kufr over iman, even if the link between you and them is a link through lineage, blood relations, then too, do not take them as your close friends, as your bosom friends. And here ulama have written, awliya in this particular verse refers to someone who you share your secrets with, you socialize with them, you are very close, you share your emotions with them, they share their emotions with you. So a person should not adopt such a friendship, even if it may be his own family members, with those people who do not have iman. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ. And then Allah warns that those who will befriend them in this way, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, then they are indeed ظَالِمُونَ, they are oppressors. You are oppressing yourself because you are putting your iman at risk. You are putting your iman at stake. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the first and foremost consideration in the life of a mu'min should be the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a deep-hearted yearning and desire to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we have been discussing over the last few pages with regard to jihad, for a person to strive to give his life, his wealth, his time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah mentions, قُلْ, that say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to your ummah, to your followers, إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ. Allah mentions a number of things that a person has love for in his life. If all of these things are more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul. So Allah says, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers, wa azwajukum, and your spouses, wa ashiratukum, and your relatives, wa amwalun iqtaraftumuha, and the wealth that you have accrued, wa tijaratun takhshuna kasadaha, and your businesses whose stagnation or decline you fear, wa masakinu tardunaha, and your homes that you are delighted with. If all of these things in your life are ahabba ilaykum min Allahi wa rasulih, are more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul, wa jihadin fi sabilihi, and jihad in the path of Allah, then fatarabbasu. Allah says, then you wait, hatta ya'ti Allahu bi amrih, until Allah brings His punishment to you. In other words, this is a clear, what so-called threat made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you will take any of these other things into consideration, and give this more attention, more love, and more time than Allah and His Rasul, and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then just wait for Allah's punishment. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-fasiqeen. And Allah will not give guidance to those who transgress against Him. Under this particular verse, ulama have written a very important and subtle point that when it comes to hubbu dunya, having love for the dunya, generally we hear this being spoken about, that hubbu dunya, having love for dunya, is something that is not encouraged, something that a person should not have. Ulama have explained this is not correct. Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned as well that when it comes to hubbu dunya, love for the dunya, then this is not just permissible, but it is encouraged. If a person does not have any love for dunya, then nobody will wake up in the morning to go to work. The wheels of the economy will not turn. Supply, there won't be any supply in the marketplace. People will end up starving because there will be no produce, no manufacturing. So all of these industries will cease to exist. Therefore, it is necessary that a person has some level of hubbu dunya, some desire, some love for dunya. Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullahi alayhi then mentions what is meant in this verse is, while hubbu dunya is allowed, having love for dunya is allowed, ahabbiyat, where dunya becomes more beloved than deen, this is prohibited. So one is a person has desire, has love for dunya, he wants to work, he needs to earn a living, he needs to provide for his family members, this is necessary. But when this love will now supersede and overpower the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what now is prohibited and not encouraged in Sharia. So it is important to make this distinction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes our needs, recognizes our nature. Likewise, ulama explained when it comes to a person's innate desires, carnal desires, shahwat. Here also, many a times a person will make dua to Allah that, oh Allah, remove shahwat, take away my carnal desires. Here also, Hazrat Tanwi rahimahullah has mentioned that this is not correct. If a person does not have any type of desires within himself, then no person will even have the need to get married. And in this way, families will cease to exist. So there has to be some level, some degree of desire within a person. But when this now supersedes his obligations to Allah, it causes a person to break the command of Allah, then this is what is madmoom, what is prohibited, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us against. So all of these things, a person needs to have love for his parents, for his children, he needs to have some type of motivation to go to work every day. He needs to have some type of desire to earn for his family. But this should not supersede his love for Allah and his Rasul. And it should not at all hinder his sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it comes to the call for jihad, a person needs to now give up all of this, separate from his family, from his wife, his children, and perhaps give up his business, give up his earnings, to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give his life in the path of Allah. Then at this point a person will make that decision, that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at the forefront, and I am prepared to give up everything else for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this will not be a problem, and the person will now realize and understand that he has in fact given preference to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.